If I choose to let the offense go, then I should share this decision with God. You might say something like this: Lord, you know what has happened. You know how hurt I am, how angry I feel. But I really believe that the best thing for me to do in this situation is to accept the wrong and turn the person over to you. You know not only his actions, but his motives. I know that you are a righteous God, so I trust you to do what is right by the person. I also release my anger to you. The anger stimulated me to think through the situation, and I am taking the step I believe to be best. Therefore, the matter is over. My anger has served its purpose, and I release it to you. Help me not to be controlled by any residual thoughts and feelings that come to me over the next few days. I want to use my life constructively and not be hindered by this event. Thank you that I am your child and you will take care of me. If over the next few days or weeks your mind reverts to the wrong done to you and the emotions of hurt and anger return, take those thoughts and feelings to God and say, Lord, you know what I am remembering right now, and you know the feelings that I'm feeling. But I thank you that I have dealt with that, and I release those thoughts and feelings to you. Help me now to do something constructive with my life the rest of this day. Then you move out to face the challenges of the day. On the other hand, if you choose the option of lovingly confronting the person who has wronged you, remember the challenge given by Paul. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Your confrontation may go something like this: I have something that is bothering me, and I need your input. Is there a time we can talk? If your request is granted, you may say something like this: I'm feeling some hurt and anger over something that happened. I know that I may be misunderstanding the situation. That's why I want to talk to you about it. Yesterday when you, whatever, I interpreted that as a very unkind action. I felt like you were not considering my feelings at all. Maybe I misunderstood your actions, but I need to resolve this. Perhaps the person will give an explanation that will shed light upon his or her actions and give you a different perspective on the actions and the person's intentions. On the other hand, the person may admit that what he or she did was thoughtless and unkind, and may ask you to forgive him or her. In this case, you must always forgive. If the offense was extremely grave in nature, forgiveness may not restore your trust in the person. We will discuss the nature of forgiveness in a later chapter. But forgiveness is the promise that you will no longer hold this particular offense against the person. Your anger has served its purpose, and the two of you are reconciled. Such loving confrontation typically results in either a genuine confession of wrongdoing and the extending of forgiveness, or the conversation sheds new light upon the subject. You learn that what the person said or did was not exactly what you had perceived, or that the motives were not the ones that you had attributed to them. In either case, the issue is cleared. The matter is resolved, and the relationship continues to grow. Anger has served its rightful purpose. It has motivated you to take constructive action to see that the issue was resolved. I don't want money to come between us. Confrontation does not always lead to justice, but it may well lead to a restored relationship. Bill, a hard worker, had achieved some success in his business and had accumulated a substantial investment portfolio. Jerry, his longtime friend, was starting a new business and came to Bill asking for a loan of $50,000 to help him get his business off the ground. Bill freely loaned him the money. They each signed a simple loan agreement that he could have the money for 1 year without interest, and after that would repay the entire sum or renegotiate the loan. By the end of the year, Jerry's business was no longer in existence, and the $50,000 had been spent. Jerry got another job, but his salary was not adequate to repay the loan. He promised